Ms. Eisenstadt.
One question. Can you give me — this is a misdemeanor violation. It suspends a constitutional right. Can you give me another area where a misdemeanor violation suspends a constitutional right?
Your Honor, I'm thinking about that, but I think that the question is not, as I understand Your Honor's question, the culpability necessarily of the actor in terms of the offense below.
Well, I'm looking at the — you're saying that recklessness is sufficient to trigger a violation, a misdemeanor violation, of domestic conduct that results in a lifetime ban on possession of a gun, which at least as of now is still a constitutional right.
Your Honor, to address —
can you think of another constitutional right that can be suspended based upon a misdemeanor violation of a state law?
Your Honor, while I can't think of specifically triggered by a misdemeanor violation, other examples, for example, in the First Amendment context, have allowed for suspension or limitation of a right to free speech or even free association in contexts where there is a compelling interest and risks associated, in some cases, less than a compelling interest under intermediate scrutiny.
How long is this suspension of the right to own a firearm?
Your Honor, the right is suspended indefinitely.
Okay, so can you think of a First Amendment suspension or a suspension of a First Amendment right that is permanent?
Your Honor, it's not necessarily permanent as to the individual, but it may be permanent as to a particular harm. And here Congress decided to intervene at the first instance that an individual is convicted of battering their family members because it relied on substantial and well-documented evidence that those individuals pose a long-term and substantial increase.
So in each of these cases, had any of the defendants, or in this case petitioners, use a weapon against a family member?
In neither case did they, but these petitioners —
so that the suspension is not directly related to the use of the weapon. It is a suspension that is actually indirectly related or actually unrelated. It's just a family member's involved in a misdemeanor violation. Therefore, a constitutional right is suspended.
Yes, Your Honor, but I believe that in terms of the relationship between Congress's decision to try to prevent domestic gun violence and its means of doing so.
Even if that violence is unrelated to the possession of a gun.
Well, Your Honor, I think the studies that Congress relied upon in formulating the misdemeanor crime of domestic violence ban were directly about the use of a gun, because what they showed is that individuals who have previously been battered their spouses pose up to a six-fold greater risk of killing by a gun their family member.
Well, let's say that a publisher is reckless about the use of children in what could be considered indecent displays, and that triggers a violation of, say, hypothetical law against the use of children in these ads. And let's say it's a misdemeanor violation. Could you suspend that publisher's right to ever publish again?
Your Honor, I don't think you could suspend the right to ever publish again, but I think that you could limit, for example, the manner and means by which
publishers — So how is that different from suspending your Second Amendment right?
Well, Your Honor, I think that in terms of the compelling purpose that was identified here, which was the prevention of gun violence, and the individual nature of the underlying offense. So here, this isn't a misdemeanor crime directed at any person at large. These are misdemeanor batteries directed at specified members of that individual's family.
Would you have a better case if this were a gun crime?